Coffee Break French, Programme 36. Bonjour tout le monde, moi c'est Marc. And we're back with another edition of Coffee Break French, coming to you from Scotland, and indeed from France. In this week's show, we're continuing our series of dialogues recorded in sunny Pornic and Sainte-Marie. It's time for some retail therapy this week. We're hitting the shops. We have, in fact, two conversations for you this week. One was recorded in a newsagent's where I was buying some stamps, and the second conversation was recorded in a shoe shop where Anna was buying some shoes with her friend. Alors, on va commencer. Est-ce que tu es prêt? So as we've been doing over the past few weeks, we're going to begin by listening to the conversation. As I explained, there are two conversations this week. Let's have a listen to the first one. There are a couple of words I'd like you to try and spot. The first of these is timbre. Timbre. The word timbre means stamp. And the second word is carte postale. Une carte postale. And that's a postcard. We've come across that before. Have a listen to the conversation.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, messieurs, dames.
Vous avez des cartes postales?
Oui, elles sont juste à côté des journaux. Vous voyez là-bas au fond?
Ah oui, merci.
Merci, monsieur. Ça sera tout?
Je dois acheter aussi des timbres.
Oui, pour envoyer où, monsieur?
Alors, un timbre pour le Canada, deux pour la Grande-Bretagne et un pour la France.
Alors, quatre cartes postales et quatre timbres. Ça fait 6,30 € en tout.
Voilà.
Merci et bonne journée.
So, that was a fairly straightforward conversation. There wasn't too much in the way of difficult vocabulary or constructions. When I first go into the shop, I say, vous avez des cartes postales. Vous avez comes from the verb avoir, and it means to have. So, vous avez, do you have? Vous avez des cartes postales. Des cartes postales. Do you have some postcards? Do you have postcards? In English, we would just say, do you have postcards? But in French, you have to use the word des, meaning some. Vous avez des cartes postales? Now, the lady who works in the shop tells me, yes, they do, and they are in a particular part of the shop. She uses the phrase à côté de. À côté de means beside or next to. So what are they next to? I don't think we've done this word, so perhaps you would like to guess.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, messieurs, dames.
Vous avez des cartes postales?
Oui, elles sont juste à côté des journaux.
So, elles sont juste à côté des journaux. So, the lady is using elle here, the plural form of elle, because we're talking about les cartes postales and they're feminine. So, elles sont, they are, juste à côté, just next to, des journaux. Les journaux. Les journaux is the plural form of le journal. And a journal is something that is printed every day. It's a journal, almost, and it's got the word jour in it. So what's printed every day? It's a newspaper. So elles sont juste à côté des journaux. They're just beside the newspapers. She goes on to say, vous voyez là-bas au fond, vous voyez, do you see, or you see, là-bas, over there, au fond, at the back, au fond, literally means at the back of something, au fond. Vous voyez là-bas au fond.
Vous voyez là-bas au fond.
Ah oui, merci.
So I head off to look at the postcards and then I return to the cash desk. And the lady asks me, ça sera tout? Will that be all? And I say what I need. I say, je dois acheter des timbres. Je dois, plus an infinitive. So that's I must, then the infinitive. I must, in this case, buy some stamps. Je dois acheter des timbres.
Merci, monsieur. Ça sera tout?
Je dois acheter aussi des timbres.
Oui, pour envoyer où, monsieur?
So the verb envoyer means to send. So literally, she's saying pour envoyer où, for to send where, in order to send where, you want the stamps in order to send the postcards where. Pour envoyer où? See if you can spot where I want to send my postcards to.
Pour envoyer où, monsieur?
Alors, un timbre pour le Canada, deux pour la Grande-Bretagne et un pour la France.
Have a listen to that one more time.
Pour envoyer où, monsieur?
Alors, un timbre pour le Canada, deux pour la Grande-Bretagne et un pour la France.
So, one stamp pour le Canada, for Canada, deux pour la Grande-Bretagne, so two stamps for Great Britain, et un pour la France, and one stamp for France. Note each time I've used the article there, the word for the, la France, la Grande-Bretagne, le Canada, and note also that Canada is masculine. There are a few masculine countries, we've covered a couple of these before. Le Portugal, le Danemark, le Japon, le Brésil, and so on. It's time to pay now, so have a listen to the total cost.
Alors, 4 cartes postales et 4 timbres. Ça fait 6,30 € en tout.
Voilà.
Merci et bonne journée.
So, did you get the total cost there? Have a listen again.
Ça fait 6,30 € en tout.
Ça fait 6,30 € en tout. So, in all, in total, en tout, that makes, ça fait 6,30 €. 6,30 €. 6,30 € en tout. When people say the price quickly, sometimes it's quite difficult to identify the numbers. And that's one of the other reasons why it's very important to practice your numbers as much as possible. Let's have a listen to that whole conversation and hopefully you'll understand everything in the conversation. And then we'll move on to our second shopping dialogue.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, messieurs, dames.
Vous avez des cartes postales?
Oui, elles sont juste à côté des journaux. Vous voyez là-bas au fond?
Ah oui, merci.
Merci, monsieur. Ça sera tout?
Je dois acheter aussi des timbres.
Oui, pour envoyer où, monsieur?
Alors, un timbre pour le Canada, deux pour la Grande-Bretagne et un pour la France.
Alors, 4 cartes postales et 4 timbres. Ça fait 6,30 € en tout.
Voilà.
Merci et bonne journée.
So hopefully you understood all of that dialogue that time. Okay, it's time now to move on to our second dialogue. In this dialogue, Anna is at the shoe shop with her friend, and her friend wants to buy some shoes. So three voices, Anna, Anna's friend, and the shopkeeper who is trying to help Anna's friend find the right shoes. Have a listen to the entire dialogue to begin with.
Bonjour, mesdames.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Je peux vous aider? Vous cherchez quelque chose de particulier?
C'est bon, nous regardons juste.
Très bien. Si vous voulez un renseignement, n'hésitez pas à me demander.
Merci. S'il vous plaît, ma copine voudrait essayer ses chaussures. Vous les avez en 38?
Juste un petit moment. Je vais vérifier les pointures. Voilà.
Merci.
Alors, ça va?
They're a bit big. Vous les avez en 37?
Je vais voir. Non, il n'y en a plus.
Ce n'est pas grave.
What about these ones?
Vous avez celles-ci en 37?
Celles-ci, je les ai en 37. Un moment. Voilà.
Merci.
Ça va?
Oui, ça va. Elles coûtent combien?
Elles sont à 25 €.
Is that 25?
Oui.
Très bien.
Elle les prend.
Vous passez à la caisse?
On peut payer par carte de crédit?
Mais bien sûr. Par contre, il me faut une pièce d'identité.
Voilà mon passeport.
Merci.
Merci bien.
Au revoir, et à une prochaine fois peut-être.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so how was that? Hopefully you understood some of the conversation and the situation. Let's go back and listen to the first part.
Bonjour, mesdames.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Je peux vous aider? Vous cherchez quelque chose de particulier?
C'est bon, nous regardons juste.
So a very, very typical situation, arriving in a shop and someone asking you if you need any help. Je peux vous aider? Je peux vous aider, or est-ce que je peux vous aider, puis-je vous aider, three different versions that you know very well by now. Now, the shopkeeper went on to say something else. Have a listen to that little section again.
Je peux vous aider? Vous cherchez quelque chose de particulier?
The shopkeeper said, vous cherchez quelque chose de particulier? Now, even if you had no idea what chercher means, you could still work out the word particulier. Are you looking for something in particular? Vous cherchez quelque chose de particulier?
Je peux vous aider? Vous cherchez quelque chose de particulier?
C'est bon, nous regardons juste.
Anna replied to this by saying, nous regardons juste. Now, the word regarder means to look. So, nous regardons juste, we are just looking. Nous regardons would have the same effect, but putting juste in is emphasizing we're just looking. We're just looking for the time being. Nous regardons juste. Again, a typical response to this was given by the shopkeeper. She said,
très bien. Si vous voulez un renseignement, n'hésitez pas à me demander.
Merci.
Si vous voulez, if you want, un renseignement. Renseignement means piece of information. So if you need any more information, if you need any help, n'hésitez pas, don't hesitate, à me demander, to ask me. So if you need any help, don't hesitate to ask me. Have a listen again.
Très bien. Si vous voulez un renseignement, n'hésitez pas à me demander.
Merci.
So Anna and her friend go off and have a look at the shoes, and her friend decides that she would like to try a particular pair on, so they need to ask for the correct size.
S'il vous plaît, ma copine voudrait essayer ses chaussures. Vous les avez en 38?
Juste un petit moment. Je vais vérifier les pointures.
So Anna says, s'il vous plaît, attracting the attention of the shopkeeper. Ma copine, my friend, voudrait essayer ses chaussures. My friend would like, voudrait, essayer ses chaussures. To try on, essayer, ses chaussures, these shoes. My friend would like to try on these shoes. Ma copine voudrait essayer ses chaussures. And then Anna asks, do you have them in size 38? Now listen carefully to how she asks this.
Vous les avez en 38?
Vous les avez en 38. So, do you them have in 38? Vous les avez en 38. So the les, and it sounds like les here because it's followed by a vowel. Vous les avez en 38. So do you have them in size 38? So the lady says that she'll go and have a look.
Juste un petit moment. Je vais vérifier les pointures.
Juste un petit moment. Just a little moment. Je vais, I am going to, vérifier. Vérifier literally means to verify. Les pointures are the sizes. So I'm going to verify the sizes. I'm going to check that we have the size you're looking for. Je vais vérifier les pointures. So what happens next?
Voilà.
Merci.
Alors, ça va?
They're a bit big. Vous les avez en 37?
Je vais voir.
So, fairly obvious, not least from the English used there. She brings the 38, the size 38, and Anna's friend tries them on. But, of course, they're a bit big. So Anna asks, do you have them in 37? Do you have them in size 37? Vous les avez en 37? Vous les avez en 37?
And the lady says she's going to see. Je vais voir. So let's hear what the answer is.
Non, il n'y en a plus.
That's quite a tricky phrase. Il n'y en a plus. Now, il y a means there is or there are. Il n'y a pas would mean there isn't or there aren't. But this word plus means there isn't any longer or isn't any more. Il n'y a plus de chaussures. There are no more shoes. And in this case it's il n'y en a plus. Il n'y en a plus. There aren't any more of them. There aren't any left. Il n'y en a plus. Now that's really quite a tricky phrase and it's explained further in this week's notes. Il n'y en a plus. Anna says it's not a problem. Ce n'est pas grave. And they go on to look at other shoes.
Ce n'est pas grave. What about these ones? Vous avez celles-ci en 37?
Celles-ci, je les ai en 37.
So Anna asks, vous avez celles-ci? Celles-ci means these ones. So celles-ci, vous avez celles-ci en 37. Do you have these ones in a 37? And the lady responds, celles-ci, je les ai en 37. These ones, celles-ci, je les ai. I have them en 37 in 37. So, yeah, I've got these ones in a 37.
Celles-ci, je les ai en 37. Un moment, voilà.
Merci.
So, Anna's friend tries them on.
Ça va?
Oui, ça va.
And they fit. This is getting a bit like Cinderella. Okay, it's time to move on to talk about the price.
Elles coûtent combien?
Elles sont à 25 euros.
Is that 25?
Oui, très bien. Elle les prend.
So it's fairly obvious what the price was, 25 euros, at 25 euros. And Anna says of her friend, elle les prend. She takes them. So she, them, les prend, takes. And that's the same as je le prends or je les prends. I, it or them, take. Je le prends, I'll take it. Elle les prend, she'll take them. So the shopkeeper asks them to go to the till. Vous passez à la caisse? And then Anna asks a question.
Vous passez à la caisse?
On peut payer par carte de crédit?
So Anna is of course asking, can she pay by a credit card? On peut payer par carte de crédit? And the answer is...
Mais bien sûr. Par contre, il me faut une pièce d'identité.
Voilà mon passeport.
So the lady says, par contre, however, or having said that, il me faut une pièce d'identité. I need, or I, it is necessary for me to have, some kind of identification. Une pièce d'identité. And Anna hands over her passeport. Voilà mon passeport. Here is my passport.
Merci.
Merci bien.
Au revoir. Et à une prochaine fois, peut-être.
So, just to finish off there, the lady says au revoir et à une prochaine fois, peut-être. We've often used the phrase à la semaine prochaine, so until next week. But à une prochaine fois means until a next time. Une fois is the word for a time, not the time that you would have on your watch or on a clock, but a time as in an occasion. À une prochaine fois, peut-être, perhaps. So, come again, perhaps, something like that. Once again, let's listen to the whole of this second conversation, and hopefully you'll understand it all.
Bonjour, mesdames.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Je peux vous aider? Vous cherchez quelque chose de particulier?
C'est bon, nous regardons juste.
Très bien. Si vous voulez un renseignement, n'hésitez pas à me demander.
Merci. S'il vous plaît, ma copine voudrait essayer ses chaussures. Vous les avez en 38?
Juste un petit moment. Je vais vérifier les pointures. Voilà.
Merci.
Alors, ça va?
They're a bit big. Vous les avez en 37?
Je vais voir. Non, il n'y en a plus.
Ce n'est pas grave.
What about these ones?
Vous avez celles-ci en 37?
Celles-ci, je les ai en 37. Un moment... Voilà.
Merci.
Ça va?
Oui, ça va. Elles coûtent combien?
Elles sont à 25 euros.
Is that 25?
Oui.
Très bien. Elle les prend.
Vous passez à la caisse?
On peut payer par carte de crédit?
Mais bien sûr. Par contre, il me faut une pièce d'identité.
Voilà mon passeport.
Merci.
Merci bien.
Au revoir et à une prochaine fois peut-être.
So hopefully the conversations included in this week's edition of Coffee Break French have helped you get to grips with this new language and will put you in the position where you can go shopping in a French-speaking place. Now, a couple of things before we finish. First of all, I'd like to point out our new video competition, and that is where you can win an iPod Nano. Simply record a video, just a short video on a cell phone or on a webcam or indeed a video camera, where you're telling us a story about your language learning experiences, or indeed about why you are enjoying learning French. Send your video to ilovelanguagelearning@gmail.com, and we'll post the 12 best videos on our website, and the 3 best videos will win an iPod Nano. I'd also like to draw your attention to the Radiolingua news podcast that we released just in the past few days. There's quite a lot of information in that news podcast, and if you've not already listened to it, there are some things that will be of interest to you as a learner of French, and perhaps indeed as a learner of other languages. So don't forget to listen to the news podcast. That's all for this week. Next week, we're going to be back at the hotel, where we'll be finding out some information about how to get around the town. In the meantime, don't forget that you can find out all you need to know about Coffee Break French at the Radiolingua Network website. That's at radiolingua.com. Comme d'habitude, merci beaucoup, à tout le monde, et à la semaine prochaine. This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.